A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. It is not difficult to visualize this gospel passage and story. We see Jesus and a handful of his disciples arriving at the city of Gennesaret on the shore of the lake by that name, also known as the Sea of Galilee. It says they have crossed the lake, a daunting task, as it is a big lake, some 64 square miles. Without a doubt, then, Jesus is very tired. He's hardly out of the boat when people begin to call out to him as they recognize who he is. The crowds begin to dash around, running back into the main street, gathering the sick and carrying these needy people to him on mats. Jesus would have found it difficult to even move in each town he entered, because there were mats everywhere, even in the spaces between the tables where vendors were selling their wares in the markets. The sick, with the help of family and friends, were straining to get close to him. And it says, as many as touched his tassel were healed. Mark's gospel shows Jesus as having power to do good and to conquer all forms of evil. That power went out from him as people pushed and shoved to get close to him, even if it meant just briefly touching the hem of his garment. In our own day, I think it is helpful to make a distinction between being cured and being healed. Not all cures bring a healing, and not all healings result in cures. More often than not, we commonly experience healing all throughout our lives. We come to levels of peace and order after periods of turmoil, or we begin to see the blessings in our lives and not just the conflicts. Or perhaps we arrive at newfound acceptance of the things that we cannot change. Most of the time, we receive healing with the help of others who love us. That is why we remember that we who are baptized into Christ, who are now the living body of Christ, all of us who are the presence of Christ now in our world, have this power to heal. The throngs have every right to grasp at the edge of our jackets, literally or figuratively. We have the power to liberate, to offer mercy and forgiveness, to listen, to show compassion, to comfort all who seek this kind of help. It is not our power, but that of the risen Christ, now living in the members of the body. We can think about the big and small ways we have made a difference in someone's life and be grateful to Jesus for using us to heal.